a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ethan Craig Miles.
Damn it!
You made him choke!
Yeah, you made me choke!
Keep going.
Okay. Live here on Broadway, it's Terrifying Tanner Thursday with your host, Shannon Young.
That's pretty good.
Well, thank you.
That's not bad. It is Terrifying Tanner Thursday on Podzilla1985.com.org, in your mailbox, on your screen, wherever you're listening to us, around the world, around this great country. Around the world, actually. We're global. We've said it before.
It's
with me tonight,
awesome.
For Terrifying Tanner Thursday, the man himself
is not here.
Unfortunately.
No, he's taking care of a sick wife, so our thoughts and prayers go out to Tanner and his lovely wife. Hope everything's okay. It sucks that he can't be here because it is the last installment of Terrifying Tanner Thursday. And I know he was really looking forward to it. We're going to talk about what we did in the ghost hunt, what we found. We had a couple of bits of evidence we wanted to play for you guys. We don't have it because he assumed he would be here, so he didn't get it to me. But I do have instead Lindsay and the B-Team.
Woo!
And let me go around the room here and introduce you guys to my guests. To my right, of course, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Who is back to talk about the ghost hunt, since she's the only one that knows what the fuck we did.
Yay, I was there.
And next to her is Dalton Manch.
Manch.
Look at that. I'm not even using one of your many nicknames.
Yay.
Although I heard Dipshit Dalton is popular this time of year.
Hashtag Dipshit Dalton.
Yeah. True heel.
True heel.
True heel. True Dalton's heel. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
We had that great show on Tuesday. We got a lot of great feedback on that. A lot of fun. Appreciated you being there.
Appreciated being there.
And making a grand return to the show after months of sitting in the background just talking. Dalton's giving you a clap there, and he's bowing down to you. Ethan Craig Miles, who did the intro. Ethan.
Hello.
It's good to see you again.
It's good to be back on the air.
You're on the cast list, too.
Woohoo!
Both of you guys. Congratulations. You both made it to the main cast.
It's an honor.
And we're happy to have you. I still have Jordan on there, so don't feel too proud.
Because I could be taken off at any moment.
Yeah, I mean...
Don't you control the website?
I do control the website. I control every aspect of the show. It's still my show. God damn it. Anyway, thanks for being on, Ethan.
No problem.
Missing, of course, is Tanner, who is with his sick wife, and God bless them. I hope they're okay. Jesse Kimball, who probably out fucking himself. I don't know. Asa, who I have not heard from today.
I think so. He might have worked tonight.
He might be working.
Yeah.
And Big Johnny, who couldn't make it, well, we'll say nothing evil about because I love Big Johnny. I love Jesse, too, just to a lesser degree. Let's start off the show with a little Q&A from the fans, as we often do on Tanner Thursday. We got a couple questions there from a couple new people, which is pretty awesome. It's not just Chelsea, again, although she's on there.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Hundreds of people reached 4 questions.
So they
better than nothing.
And I'm not in the best mood. So that made me laugh. And that's important. To be a host and to be entertaining, you have to have a mindset for it, or you have to fake it. I'm not very good at faking it.
Heard that before.
Yeah, I knew you had, and I'm sure I'll hear it soon. If you know what I mean. With Brittany. High five.
High five. Yeah. Can't take that back, Tanner, you're not here.
And Brittany, since you heard me say that and he high-fived me for it, how does that make you feel? Anyway. I do want to send an apology out to Zach Price for being at Pro Wrestling Unscripted today. No, Zach was actually a little bit offended that I made him sound like a stalker on the show you and I did about your girlfriend, Brittany. Because he said, I'm not a stalker. It was one day I was messaging her. And, you know, you made me sound awful. So, Zach, I'm sorry if I made you sound like what you are.
Whoa! Shots fired.
It was never my intention to expose you. So, no, Zach's a good guy. He's not a stalker. He's a good man. He's happily married. God bless Zach for all shit I give you.
People should know by now that if you're in our circle of people and we don't talk shit about with you, then you need to worry.
Who do we not talk shit about? Because they should start worrying. We don't talk shit about Hunter. But it's less because we don't like him, and more that we're all so in awe of him. You know?
Yeah. It's just, we're speechless.
He's still like a step up.
Yeah, he's, if I'm the local celebrity now, he's the localer celebrity.
Localer?
I don't know.
If you're Matt Damon, he's Ben Affleck.
Matt Damon had a good career.
Is he Batman?
No, but he was Jason Bourne.
Is he Batman?
No, but he was, what else has he been in? He was
not Batman.
He was Bartleby.
Good for him.
He was in The Departed.
He was made.
Ben Affleck's made a lot more money.
Who do you like better as an actor, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Really? See, yeah. I always like Ben Affleck. I always love Ben Affleck. I like Daredevil.
Oh yeah, no.
Fight me, RL, faggot.
Whoa.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not in the right mindset today.
Well, no, like, I like the Daredevil movie too. It's just, Ben Affleck is that attractive, good actor, and Matt Damon's just a better actor.
Are you saying Matt Damon's not attractive?
No.
What are you trying to say, Dalton? Shots fired to Matt Damon. You heard it here, folks.
I'm sure he's listening.
Oh, so, I think the last thing I remember Matt Damon doing was a voice in Ponyo.
He's in The Martian. He's in that movie.
He's in The Martian, yeah.
Last thing I remember is Matt Damon.
I knew somebody was going to bring that up.
You knew it.
I knew somebody would, yeah.
I love that movie.
Also, speaking of Zach Price.
Do we have to?
Well, he made a challenge to you today on the show.
Oh, he did?
On pro wrestling.
He doesn't want that challenge.
He wants to go one-on-one with you in a wrestling match, legitimately.
Like a real wrestling match, like not said, like on
because
PS4?
he bragged about what he's apparently taught judo and some other stuff that... I mean, whatever. I watch Power Rangers. You know?
We all watch Power Rangers.
But I suggested it be a hair versus hair match. You versus Zach.
If it's my hair, kick his ass.
Man bun versus...
whatever the fuck that is.
Now, is there hair fighting or are they fighting for their hair?
Who, the loser loses their hair.
Yeah.
So it's a McMahon fight.
Yeah. A fight I would never do because without my hair, I would look like the Kingpin from Spider-Man.
It's the only
time. Keep your hair. Your hair's fluffy and nice.
Yeah.
It is very nice.
Thank you.
It's a little messy right now, but. Yeah.
Fucking liars.
I'm not lying.
So wait a minute, for real. He called me out on pro wrestling.
He did, yeah.
Oh, God.
He wants to fight you. IRL, bro.
Must really feel.
He's jacked.
This has to be how Triple H feels the second actual, like, good wrestlers come in. Like, he's just like, oh, I'm a good heel. And then.
Are you comparing Zach to Triple H?
Not good enough as Triple H. All right. Well, I mean.
First off. All right, so I said it on the show a couple of weeks ago that the Shannon Young you hear on this show is a character. It's me turned up to an 11. It's the best kind of promo. It's when you take your real personality and you turn it up. You magnify it. That's me in a nutshell. That's what I do on the show. The real Shannon Young is very similar to this person, but quieter, more reserved, more insecure for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Zach thinks he has a full-on character. Like, not just turning himself up to 11, he goes into full heel mode when he gets on the show, and I don't understand it.
Well, really quick to the heel thing, because I've been challenging him on that. I want him to realize that I am a way better heel than he is, because just me saying true heel on Facebook pissed him off.
It is. But like I said, you are the equivalent of Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. You're the chicken shit heel.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Which is bad because certain people I know really like Seth Rollins, and I don't appreciate the fact. But you were Seth Rollins. I'm Brock Lesnar. I'm Brock Lesnar when he came back, and I'm not a chicken shit. I just throw people through things. That's what I do.
And then
I'm
you
a
hurt
big
yourself
guy.
In the process.
Well, not anymore. Not since I've healed up.
Okay.
You know? And Ethan, or Hunter is my Paul Heyman. It used to be Jordan, but, you know, he took a left turn at Albuquerque. That's a Bug Bunny reference. Mm-hmm. Bug Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Hey, we have questions.
Questions.
To the fucking questions.
Yeah.
You're the one
let's
who,
do
like,
this.
Went off on like left field.
We'll do it live.
Do it live.
Yeah, do
fuck
it live.
It. We'll do it live.
You won. You're a winner.
What'd I win?
You won. You're
spent
a spend
$75.
King.
You're
is
a podcast
that good?
King.
Woohoo!
We did that entire, I think me and Hunter did that entire joke today in front of Zach on pro wrestling. And he just stared at us with the dumbest look on his face. I don't know what you motherfuckers are talking about. That's my Zach Price. Nobody gets it.
This is my Zach Price. This dick.
Hey, Double H wants to know, to whoever ends up on the show, even Hunter knew. Hunter's a fucking prophet. Because he knew that the people that were supposed to be on here wouldn't be on here.
Uh-huh.
And that I would have whoever I could scrounge together. Fucking, if Fonzie hadn't mouthed off to me, he'd be on the fucking show right now.
He wouldn't stop cussing.
Neither would I. I'm in a cussing mood.
He's mad.
All right, so whoever ends up on the show, what's everyone going to be for Halloween?
I don't fucking know because none of my goddamn costumes fit anymore.
Why?
Jesus.
Tell them why.
Because my boobs are too big. You happy?
High five.
I hear Name Redacted has the same problem.
Wow.
Lindsay, high five him. He put a high five up.
Okay. Take it back, Tanner. Not doing it.
All right, so Ethan, what are you going to ask for Halloween?
I don't know! In all honesty.
Dante? From Devil May Cry?
I've done that last year, but I'm thinking about doing it again. I was also thinking of doing L from Death Note just because it's easy.
To wear shoes if you don't want to.
Yeah,
and you kind of look like him, too.
Really?
Yeah, you got that, the hair. And
just mess your hair up a little more.
And don't sleep.
I have a wig.
Don't sleep.
Don't sleep. Know just what you're thinking. Stop me. Yeah, whatever.
All right, then.
No Doubt?
No Doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going as Dante or L.
Yep.
All right, Dalton, what about you? You dressing up?
Casey Jones or S.H.I.E.L.D. Seth Rollins.
See, I wanted to do the S.H.I.E.L.D. thing, then I realized I cut my hair, so I don't have Roman Reigns' hair anymore.
Earth 2 S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I guess Roman Reigns isn't white and out of shape. So. who is it? Casey Jones, really?
Yeah.
Good choice.
I made a mask and everything last year.
You have a hockey stick?
I don't have a hockey stick, so that's really hard to find in this part of the country.
How the fuck are you going to be Casey Jones without a hockey stick?
I have a...
You got a baseball bat? Golf club?
Yeah, I have three golf clubs and a baseball bat.
Yeah, but Casey Jones has a hockey stick, man.
That's fine. Dalton.
That's like saying, I'll be Darth Vader, here's my broadsword.
Well,
it's a sword, right?
You're Kylo Ren, then.
What?
You're Kylo Ren, then.
That
fucking
it.
Piece of shit saber. God.
I'm probably going to... I don't know, but I thought... You know what? I've kind of got the hair, and I have most of the outfit and the blaster.
You're gonna do your Han Solo.
I might do Han Solo, but I think Hunter Hendrix is doing Han Solo. I think his entire family is doing Han Solo.
The dog.
The dog is doing Han Solo, I'm pretty sure. So if Hunter's going as Han Solo, I can't go as Han Solo.
Yes, you can, because it'd be hilarious.
If me and him went as solos together. Go as what?
Lando.
If I could be Lando to his Han Solo, that would be amazing. And then we drink some Colt 45.
It'd be unfortunate use of blackface, though.
That's my bill.
You're welcome.
The goal is to get the right shoe polish, the right color.
God damn.
You gotta make the lips funny.
Oh.
Now, for the people out there that don't watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you think this is now a racist podcast. But if you think, if it took you this long to figure that out,
go back and listen to Big Johnny. Go,
what? That's ER right there.
That's a hard ER.
Hard ER. So to answer your question, Double H, none of us know.
I'm probably just going to throw together a witch costume.
Now, we had an idea we were going to do wrestling stuff, and we were going to go as the Shield.
Yeah.
I was going to be Roman Reigns. You were going to be Seth Rollins because I'm the biggest and the strongest of the group. Clearly, I'd be Roman Reigns. You have the streak in your hair. So clearly, that's the only thing that qualifies you to be Seth Rollins.
Well, I'm the most chicken shit out of the three that
that's
we were talking
true.
About.
That's true. That's true. And then Asa was going to be Dean Ambrose.
Because he's fucking crazy.
Because he's fucking crazy. Yeah. Now, we had another idea for names I won't mention.
You can mention the names if you want.
Earthquake and Typhoon?
No.
Oh, because he could be both of them.
I'm going to say the names. They'll get me in trouble later. Allie and I were talking about it. She suggested she go as Brie Bella and Lindsay go as Nikki Bella because Allie doesn't have the equipment to be Nikki Bella and Lindsay does. Ethan, by equipment, we mean that Lindsay has really big boobs.
I know this.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
But Lindsay ixnayed that idea. Not for the reasons you think, but just she's not comfortable
I'm
walking around like...
I'm ixnayed because I don't have a flat stomach.
Yeah, she doesn't want to look like Nikki Bella. So I thought that would have been a cool idea. And then Zach could have been John Cena. Earth 2 John Cena, who really likes cakes and pies.
He would be the John Cena that's a lot like his actual fans. Let that joke set in. Hashtag true heel. Oh, I'm coming for him.
And Tanner could have been Braun Strowman. Jesse could have been Bray Wyatt.
Brodus
Ethan,
Wyatt.
You could be, or Brodus Clay, whichever you pick. Ethan, you could have been, who do you see Ethan as?
I need you to look up Cheeseburger from Ring of Honor.
Okay, fans, I'm now looking up Cheeseburger.
I thought it may have been cheese from McDonald's.
No.
You should go as a cheeseburger.
Oh my God, just go as a cheeseburger. That's even better.
Everyone, go as food products.
You could go as a hammer brother and have a helmet on your head. Hank, when'd you get in here? I'm looking. Cheeseburger's black!
Yeah, but he's like 110 pounds.
He's black! He can't be cheeseburger!
Well, you're gonna be using
Ethan,
the shoe polish anyway.
Can you be black?
I'm the whitest guy you know.
He's the whitest kid I know. Get it?
Uh huh.
What about, I don't know.
I don't know.
And Hunter could go as Rey Mysterio.
Oh, because he's little.
Oh, that's so mean. Moving on. Christy Kay, the Big Johnny's wife, says, what do you guys think of the televised... All right, I wish Tanner was here to answer this, because I think it's pretty much just me and Lindsay that watches the ghost shows, and that's only because I made her watch them. I don't think she has a general interest in them, but let's find
They're
out.
They're interesting.
Let me see here. I'm going back and check it out. All right, what do you guys think of the televised ghost hunting shows, i.e. Ghost Adventures? Any favorites? And who, in your opinions, are faked or real? Have you guys actually watched these shows?
Yes.
I've watched bits and pieces of some of them.
All right, so Ethan, let me talk to you first then.
All right.
What do you think of the paranormal shows as they are?
I think they're entertaining. I do like to think that they ham up at least a certain amount.
Ham?
Because, yeah.
Ham?
Yeah.
Sorry, redacted.
All right, sorry. But I'm like, you know, it's a show, you know. They gotta make it kind of entertaining at some point.
Yeah, cause they don't call it Hope We Find Some Ghosts. It's called Ghost Adventures.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You better have some ghosts in there.
And fake or not, they really catch
them. Asses of themselves in the process.
Which they do.
Fake or not, they really do, at least it looks like they catch some interesting stuff.
I believe that too. The problem with the paranormal television shows is that unless you're there, you'll never believe what they find. They could find the best, they could find a full body apparition, class 5 EVP, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because you won't believe it. If you weren't there to see it, you would just assume that it's fake, because it's a television show.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do like...
I don't believe in reality TV shows. If you watch a reality TV show, and one of the first credits that pop up is written by... Then it's not reality TV! This is reality TV! No scripts! Yeah, we're just entertaining just to be entertaining.
This is reality TV on a podcast.
This is reality podcast. Shut up, Ethan!
It's reality...
Yes, sir.
BPC? I don't know.
I don't know. Ethan, go ahead.
I don't know!
Anyway. So that's my thoughts on the paranormal and stuff. Now, I do watch the shows, though, and I love them. I used to watch... what do you mean? My battery's running low. It is plugged in. Hold on. We're having some technical issues okay. here.
Are we good?
No, we're not good. Shut up, Dalton. I don't think I plugged it in the back. Somebody want to go plug that in? Lindsay, you want to do that? All right. Lindsay's going to go take care of that because we're running low on a battery.
Lindsay to the rescue!
Woohoo!
Dun, da, da, da.
Real professional here. This is the second time something weird's happened today.
This is reality podcast.
This is live, pal. When we recorded Pro Wrestling Unscripted earlier.
Okay, I've got multiple.
Hold on, she's.
All right, she has multiple implants.
All right, do you see the one that looks like a power adapter? It's big. Yeah. It's big and it's black.
I don't like big black things.
Lindsay just confirmed that she does not like big black things.
Wow, that's like a lot of... never mind.
So, Teddy, if you're listening, sorry, pal.
Oh,
yeah,
Teddy.
We're good now. All right, Lindsay.
Does Teddy listen to this?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I don't think...
Teddy already assaulted me in the past.
What?
Huh?
The boxing?
Oh, yeah, there was a time when Teddy had a box, and we were at GameStop, and he sat there and just... took the box and held it flat and just bounced it off Lindsay's giant boobs over and over again and stared at me while he did it.
What the fuck?
Like, fight me IRL.
It was a DS Lite display box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I could see
that makes
that.
It better.
Oh, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No, the fact, what made it better is that it was Teddy. And anybody that knows Teddy knows that when he does things like that, it's adorable.
Yeah.
If anybody else would have done it, I would have knocked his lights out, but not Teddy.
Pretty much.
Here's a fun little Teddy side story. We were in choir together whenever I was a freshman in college, and he went up to me like a week after I started dating Brittany, and he like straight up looked at me, and he was like, "You're lucky you asked her out when you did, because I was like 2 days in coming in on that."
See, I never assumed Teddy was into that.
Oh, yeah, he totally was.
Sometimes.
Oh, really?
Let's move on.
Anyway.
Right. Let's move on.
Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Teddy. I love Teddy. I miss Teddy.
I do,
nice
too.
To meet you.
Let me give you a Teddy. Oh, my God! Anyway, so Ghost Adventures is my... Chris, back to your question. Ghost Adventures is my favorite. I used to watch Ghost Hunters. I watch the Ghost Hunters Halloween special every year. I wish I could watch it this year. You guys want to hear a really sad story?
Sure.
Do the fans want to hear a sad story?
Maybe.
That's my life!
Is this a sad story that I think it's going to be?
I don't know. What does it involve?
The couple that frequented the show?
No, this is a sad personal story.
Okay.
So, I watch Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters live every year for Halloween. Well, we used to, and Lindsay, you might not want to hear this story. When we used to live in Mound City, we had cats outside. Stray cats. And for some reason, something, we took care of like 13 cats. And some illness happened to them. I don't know what it was, but they started to get sick and a couple of them passed away. They got really weak. They labored breathing and then they would wander off and pass away.
I was there for part of this.
I know, I just didn't think you'd want to hear it again.
No, it's fine.
Well, one of the cats got really sick and on the Halloween special, I saw that it was sick and it was sitting outside and it was just kind of laying there. So I took it in with me, and as I watched the Halloween special, I just laid it in my lap and pet it until, you know.
Yeah, I remember that one.
So that's my sad Ghost Hunters Live story, because I didn't want the cat to be alone when it died, basically. So, yeah. Ethan's giving me a thumbs up. Merry Christmas, everybody.
No, you got a little while for that.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get off the depressing subjects. Halloween is not the holiday to talk about death. Did you get that?
Yeah, you said
that. Because it's Halloween. Yeah, it's about death. What's your favorite?
There's a ghost right behind you.
Boo?
Yeah.
Oh, Zach didn't even know what the fuck it was.
What?
Well, yeah, because as Asa said.
He plays Mario Maker.
He has Mario Maker. Doesn't mean, you know what? Let's stop talking about him. Ethan, what's your favorite ghost show?
Ghost Adventures. That's like
the douchebags.
Yes.
But they're entertaining douchebags.
Yep.
Because Ghost Hunters, it seems like they don't even care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They just like, is there a ghost here? No.
Of course, right. They're also on like season 18 or whatever at this
it's
point,
true.
Aren't they?
They've been on the press. They really ushered in that whole, because before Ghost Hunters, if you would tell someone that you believed in ghosts, they would look at you funny. I got that all the time when I told people I believed in ghosts and stuff like that. They would stare at me and think I was weird because it wasn't normal. It wasn't popular in culture. Now, thanks to Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, Most Haunted, I mean, there's 30 different shows for it. People
I like Destination Truth.
Destination Truth, which I miss. I love Josh Gates. Although, did you ever see, Dalton, I assume you've never watched these shows.
I've seen bits and pieces. I'm not really an authority on them by any stretch.
Well, they had, what they used to do with Ghost Hunters is they would do a live show every year and they would have a wrestler from ECW on it mm-hmm. as a guest.
Because it was on Sci-Fi.
Because it was on Sci-Fi.
Oh, okay. It was like New Jack?
No.
CM Punk was on
CM
one
Punk
time.
Was on the first one. Yeah. And there was a great part where he's telling a story about his fat Samoan friend because he couldn't say Samoa Joe because of that. And then there was another one that Elijah Burke. Do you remember Elijah Burke?
Oh,
He was on, and he saw something and got so scared he threw his cell phone up and ran out the room.
He freaked out.
And Josh Gates referred to him as, he said something like, homie got scared or something like that, and said he was from WCE. Josh Gates couldn't even get the three initials right. Fuck. Lindsay, what's your favorite ghost show?
I told you, it's not pure ghosts, but I like Destination Truth.
Destination Truth is the one you like? I do too. They were,
I kind of like,
good.
What was... Oh, before, like, they went all, like, weird and stuff, the early versions of it, Paranormal State.
Yeah, with Ron Buell.
Yeah.
Which was in Pennsylvania, uh-huh. Near where you're from.
Yep,
really.
They were State College.
Yep, and they also did an investigation down in Wycliffe, which Tanner has a connection to, which we told the story on a couple of shows back, probably like a month or two. He'll tell the story again someday. It's a good story. But yeah, that was a good one as well. We're going to move on to the woman of the hour, Chelsea. Who I'm just waiting for the message. If I get the text during the show, I have to leave.
She's like the mob.
Just so you guys know.
If she calls, you come running.
Once she makes the call, once she puts in for it, I have to go. And I have to go sleep with her. Anyway, she wants to know, what's the scariest thing you've ever witnessed? do you want the honest answer to that, or do you want me to make a joke? Because I remember somebody's pants coming off last year at a Halloween party.
Oh, God.
And
no,
it being terrifying.
No,
but I can't talk about that one.
No, Jesus. We're not going to talk about that one because I want to still be able to eat dinner when we're done.
Can you message me really quick what that one is?
We'll tell you after.
I'll tell you after. Yeah. Oh, when the microphones aren't on.
Sounds good.
There was also the anal sex incident at Wagner's Hill. I'll tell you about that one later, too.
No, you told it on
I told
my
about
first,
that one, yeah.
Yeah, my first ever episode here. Yeah.
Scary. Honestly, the scariest thing that's ever happened to me, I've seen things. I've said that before and people look at me strange. I've seen things. But, legitimately, the time that I was the most scared for my life because something weird was happening, I was laying in bed, when I was a teenager. So, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I was laying in bed and I heard, as I'm trying to go to sleep, I hear people talking. Plain as day, I hear people talking from my room. I'm not making it up. Like, it sounded like four people, they sounded like they were African American. Because they had very soulful voices.
Okay.
And I heard them talking. So I freak out. I'm looking around. I'm like, what the hell's in my room? What the hell's in my room? Oh my God. Finally, the ghosts are coming to see me. And then I realized that it was my headphones. I left my Boys to Men tape playing.
I was really hoping that was going to be the end.
Yeah. Oh, that was perfect.
So it was under my bed playing Boys to Men.
That's great.
Yeah. So, but see, I was terrified.
My Mall Madness game freaked me out like that one time because I left the batteries in it and it was under my bed. In the middle of the night, it was just slowly saying stuff from the game, but it was muffled and creepy.
Did you find out that night?
Huh?
Did you find out that night?
That it was the game?
Yeah,
because it obviously was saying bank closed and stupid shit like that, but it was really low and
drawn out.
So you
thought you had
out.
A very confused ghost. The ghost was asking you where the ATM was. They really needed some ghost currency
yes.
to buy a ghost hot dog.
Do ghosts like hot
he
dogs?
He needed to get ghost condoms to have sex with his ghost girlfriend.
Because he wants to make sure he has ghost protection.
Because he doesn't want to have ghost babies.
Yeah, like in
The
Sims.
Are they Magnum ghost condoms
for his monster sized ghost dong.
I love this show.
If you watched American Horror Story, a ghost had a baby with a woman in that. Why not?
Seriously.
Fuck that show.
Don't. Well, you just lost a friend.
Well,
was it Brittany?
Yeah.
I actually really liked the first season and also the rest. Hi, Brittany. Dalton, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, I've never had any ghost activities, but I almost got caught by a parent, or the girl. I was getting
you
a...
You got caught by the girl?
Yeah, no. While the parent, no.
Are you inside of me? Yes. Is that okay?
I was almost...
And make sure you want to tell this story on the air where people hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
So tell it.
Okay, so I was in high school, I'm pretty sure, and I was in the middle of... what a sucky blowy, I think is what we called on the show.
Holy shit.
And the parents come in, not into the room, but in the house. I've never been more afraid for my life.
Now, were you...
because this was the kind of, family that had a gun by the door.
I have to ask, okay, you almost got caught with the person, right?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Oh,
Shannon.
You knew, whoa! Wait, you were in high school, so I was like 28.
No, you were 44.
So that was highly illegal. Calm it, Jared. Ethan!
What can I say? You like to eat fresh.
Because you were blowing me! Oh!
Oh! Turkey.
Oh. Ethan? Top that.
Well, I've had a near-death experience. Is that, like, it's
that
not
that sounds
turn.
Scary to me, yeah. What happened?
When I was about 3 or 4, I had an asthma attack, and I was just, like, convulsing, I couldn't breathe, I didn't know what was happening, because I was too young, my parents didn't explain that I had asthma, so I
probably
was...
because you were 3.
Yeah, that's why. So, I had an asthma attack, and I literally thought, this is how I'm gonna die. And I thought that when I was, like, 4. And...
His age keeps increasing during this story.
I was 17.
Look, at that age, you don't remember much. So...
But I get what you're saying. So you thought you were going to die.
Yes.
Did you see anything, or you just thought you were going to die?
I just thought...
Any bright lights, any...
It was
pets
black,
you used
actually.
To have? Like, well, yeah. That's the funny thing about almost dying. I actually have a similar story. Can I tell... Can I share my story, too?
Sure.
All right. I just want to get your permission.
Thank you.
When I was, a teenager... I had one incident where I'm playing Ultima Online in my room. Shout out to Ultima Online, who just celebrated, I think it's like, 20th anniversary recently? My God, that game. Love it. Anyway, I'm playing Ultima Online, and my heart literally stopped beating. I felt it thump hard and then stopped. And I thought I was imagining it until a few seconds later when my head started to hurt really bad, like it was just getting crushed. So I run to the living room to get my mom. And it's still not beating. My head feels like it's in a vice grip. I thought I was going to die that day. And then it started beating again. And turns out I've got some kind of medical condition. I'll probably die from it someday soon. Whatever. I'm going to listen to some doctor. You know?
Well,
that was also very
they
scary.
Only have a doctorate.
But,
so you're afraid of me leaving, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I'll die before I leave.
Do you see what I've lived with for years?
Yes.
Seems charming.
But I have
isn't he though? Ladies, Brittany,
God damn it.
Think about what you're missing.
About that story, I black out. I wake up in hospital. There's actually like needles hooked up into this part of my hand.
Yeah.
Which I can't explain.
He's pointing to the tendons on the back of his hand.
Try explaining it into the mic.
Oh, am I not facing them?
You were back here.
It's because he's talking to you.
I know.
I remember just waking up, and I was just, I felt like I was crucified. Like,
that story just
shout out to Jesus.
Yeah.
Like,
get back in that tomb, Jesus. It's not Christmas yet.
I couldn't move, and I was just utterly scared. I didn't know what was happening, but eventually I did calm down, and I was able to move. Now this is where it gets a little brighter and happier. I actually started talking to the nurses, and they actually brought in an original NES for me, hooked it up to the TV, and I played Mario 3 in a hospital bed.
That's nice. Awesome.
And
that's awesome.
No, wait. And it was around October, so on Halloween, I actually got to go around in the hospital, and the nurses... Yeah, trick-or-treating.
Aww.
So
syringes, gauzes...
Candy.
AIDS treatment.
Ace bandages.
Look at the bright side. He's not going to have AIDS.
No.
Wait, did they feed you AIDS or was it AIDS treatment?
Do hospitals feed AIDS? I mean.
Well, do you think they, like, keep the AIDS for, like, safekeeping?
I'm pretty sure they give them back to the government so they can spread it out against the gay and black communities again.
I try to make it, like, a bright situation, then you're just like, nope.
You said Mario 3. It's fine. We're moving on.
All right.
What's the last question?
Well, I had something I was going to say to that, and now I don't remember it. Oh, I was going to say, Lindsay, I could have sworn your scariest moment was when you ran your brother over with your bike.
Oh, God, yes.
And thought you killed him.
Actually, both of my scary incidents do involve my little brother. One, I had just got my first two-wheel bike that actually had handbrakes rather than foot brakes, and I was still learning how to use them. Well, my little brother's chasing me around the yard, and at some point gets in front of my bike. I run him over with the bike, freak out, and run off because I think I killed him. Meanwhile, my parents are on the porch and just come over, so it's like not that big of a deal, but I still ran off, freaked out. Naturally, he was fine, though.
He survived.
Spoiler alert.
He's fine and happily married now. So.
If you wouldn't have run him over, his life might have been a
who knows?
Train,
well, no, if it wasn't for me, he could have drowned when he was two. Which is the other scary thing was.
But that was after she hit him with her bike.
No, the bike incident was after the almost drowning incident.
Oh, okay.
But with the almost drowning incident, I mean, I was only in like fourth or fifth grade when it happened, but like my mom literally walked away from the pool for just a second to go grab something, and he wasn't even in the pool area. He was outside. And he wandered back in, and me and my friend were in the shallow end, because that was the rule. If mom wasn't in there, you stayed in the shallow end where you could touch the ground. You didn't go into the deep end. And I'm underwater looking at something, and I see something in the deep end. And as soon as I come up, my friend's already out of the pool going, your little brother fell in the pool. And I immediately swim over to where he is and try pushing him up from underneath as she's trying to pull him up. Because mind you, these are two, like, fourth grade girls trying to get a toddler out of the pool. But it's like, we finally got it figured out and got him up and out, and then I started yelling for my mom.
What the fuck was the lifeguards at?
It was our pool.
Oh, it was your pool.
It was our house.
Yeah, her family's rich. They ain't that rich.
But
did your brother survive?
Yes, he was fine. His head never went under the water.
Oh.
As far as that goes, because we saw him soon enough when he fell in that it wasn't
a
huge, huge deal, but it still freaked me out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. I just realized we skipped over Cody Sandusky. This question. Cody also made it to the cast page now, so congratulations.
Yay!
Guys, if you're listening to this and you always wanted to know who's behind the voices, go to thepodzilla1985.com, thepodzilla1985.com, and go to the cast page. You can see all of us on there. You can see what we look like. We're all actually fairly good looking, except for one or two.
Yeah.
I'll let you decide who those people are.
Zach.
Shit! Front Street. You ever? I'm gonna switch it to the troll picture.
I like my picture. I'm hot in it.
Well, you're hot in most pictures, so I like my picture because you're in it. Fuck. Mm.
You look good in your picture. Yeah. I know you want a new one.
I need one. I want a new drug. I want to take one with his girlfriend.
Mine's
just,
with my girlfriend.
Just make that the running gag. It's all pictures with her.
I can Photoshop.
Never mind.
I'm going to Photoshop my face with a picture with her. Like, picture where I met President Obama?
No.
That was a great
After
picture.
After the show.
That was a great picture.
Cody has a question. What event in your life led you to become a believer in the paranormal? I guess that's just me and you, Ethan.
All right, then.
Ethan, you go first.
What made me believe is that when I moved to when my parents decided to move, I had to live in the attic part of the house.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, sounds amazing already. No, Dalton's shaking his head no.
I lived in an attic. It was horrible.
I've always wanted to live in an attic or a basement.
Me too.
Like, it was a new house, and I was like, I was in 7th grade at the time. So, 12, 13-ish?
Yeah.
And
I was waiting for you to make a joke of like, well, for you, 7th grade, you were probably 18. And then I was going to just hit you.
That wouldn't be wrong.
That would be... Oh, God damn it, Ethan. Stand up for yourself, boy. I raised you better than
that. You've got nothing to stand for, though.
You are insulting yourself in a hypothetical situation, Ethan.
It's whatever, man.
Some goddamn self-respect.
It's whatever, man. Ethan's new tagline.
It's whatever, man. But I remember it being really scary. And, like, I would hear voices, things talking, I wouldn't be able to sleep, I would look around and I thought I would see faces on the walls.
Cause you were.
Ooh.
Yeah, just because you don't believe in it doesn't mean it's not there.
Well, I mean.
It's my rule, Jesse and Asa, just because you don't think it's possible doesn't mean it's not.
I was always interested in, like, paranormal things before that, but that's really what, be like, this can exist.
Yeah.
And after that, I started watching some of the ghost shows and then, like, I remember writing down places that were haunted around Missouri so then one day I could visit them and hopefully be a part of the ghost.
Have you done that yet?
I have not, unfortunately.
Well, we've got a good chance to do it because, you know, Tanner and I have been talking. We had so much fun doing the ghost hunt that he wants to do it maybe one a month for the show. We'll go out, we'll investigate, we'll get evidence, and then we'll, you know, have one Tanner Thursday where we talk about it. Although I do want to make an announcement real quick. Tanner alerted me today that tonight would have been his last show for almost a month, 3 weeks. He's taking some time off. So for the next 3 weeks, Tanner Thursdays, we'll go back to being train wrecks.
Unless we come up with
a different topic. Who else's name starts with a T that we can turn it into Thursdays? Dalton Thursdays?
No.
But we can do that armchair booking show we talked about on Tuesday.
Every Thursday?
Not every Thursday. Well, I mean, it might work.
We should make that a segment on Pro Wrestling Unscripted as soon as we, you know.
Get the real heel in? The true heel?
The true heel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to lose his shit.
Dalton, what made you, do you believe in the paranormal, I guess?
I was raised pretty religious and Catholic and around my high school, high school.
Ethan's raising his hand there.
You too?
Yep.
You both Catholics?
Not anymore. Well, not me at least.
Non-denominational now.
No. But, kind of how Jesse says, he doesn't believe in ghosts, but kind of believed in demons. And, stopped believing that around high school, personal reasons. And then, I believe in spirits, but I don't really believe in the whole demons or like possession, like, stuff like that. I just kind of believe that spirits are a thing because some really weird shit happens at some weird times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've always been fascinated by people that say they don't believe in anything, especially when they say that it's not possible or they've never seen it, so they don't believe in it. And I get that because I try to be a logical person, and there's some stuff that's so out there that unless you see it for yourself, it is hard to believe.
Yeah.
But there's tons of things that I take on faith every day. Stuff that is just well received, that this is how it is. And it's like that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where Mac proves that evolution's maybe a lie. It's like just because people tell you it's true, if you haven't looked over the data, if you haven't checked it out for yourself, what makes that any more true than something like ghosts being real? You know, it's stuff that we just accept because other people have told us to accept it. So with ghosts, because it's still one of those things that's kind of taboo, and people go, well, no, that's not possible. You just assume it's not possible. But in the future, who knows? Maybe people will accept it. But they won't.
Yeah, because there's always going to be those assholes that are just like, nah, it's not real. That was a blip.
Although, we did the ghost hunting thing, and we didn't get anything. We went to Nurlormer, couldn't get into Old Lorimer, and we looked, we caught some pictures of orbs, which I felt like one was chasing me, which was kind of exciting, but when you have to consider that orbs could very well be dirt or bugs, and you're out in the open doing this, you can't take it as evidence. You have to throw it out as it could be something else. We did get one really good thing, though, and I wish Tanner were here, and we'll play it in the future, but Asa and I had gone to a mausoleum, and we did an EVP session and introduced ourselves. We're very polite and respectful of the spirits. Didn't get anything. Tanner and Jesse go in, do the same thing a little bit later, while Lindsay, myself, Big Johnny, and Asa were in another part of the cemetery, and they also do an EVP session. And in one of the parts, Jesse says something to these, I'm paraphrasing here, if you're here, let us know your presence, you know, make a sound, et cetera, et cetera. And about 3 to 4 seconds after he says that, you hear a whistle, like a, there was no one there. And Jesse thought it was us. He said, well, we were all sitting, we were whistling at one part there. He thought it was him.
We then, were whistling when we were all together.
Yeah, we were nowhere near them. And when Tanner played it back for us all and Jesse heard how close it was, because it was in the same building as them, the look on his face was priceless. That was the only thing we caught, but that was a damn good piece of evidence. And I wish Tanner had it here. I'd love to play it for you guys. We will in a future show, but it was good. So that was exciting. But for the most part, it was uneventful, but it was cool.
Yeah.
It was very, very cool. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. I just want to say what made me believe in the paranormal. Can anybody take a guess what made me believe in ghosts?
Whenever you thought black people were outside your room and it was boys to men.
Ghostbusters, Dalton. Ghostbusters had such an impact on me that it made me believe in ghosts. You were right. Lindsay, what about you? Me?
Huh?
Am I the reason you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. I mean, I've always kind of been in the state of, yeah, there's things out there. I can't explain them, but I also have a really overactive imagination, so...
Yeah, the mind will play tricks on
you. I don't know whether it's something I've actually seen or if it's just my brain doing whatever it wants to do.
Well, that actually ties into Mimi's question. Hey, Mimi asked a question.
What?
Yeah, well, I kind of made her.
Okay.
But hi, Mimi. Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mimi says, have you ever tried to reach out to a known spirit? And if so, what were the results? My experience resulted in a loud banging on the walls of my room. I think I know what she's talking about there. I don't want to say too much because it's personal, with her. But yes, have I ever reached out to a specific spirit? Actually, last week when we did the ghost hunting.
We got drunk people.
Well, not drunk ghosts, unfortunately. We tried to summon the Zoso demon. Ethan, have you heard of the Zoso demon?
Yes, I believe you explained it.
Dalton, you've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the people that have heard this and they've summoned it and they've had results, we tried to do it. We got nothing. We stared at that pen for 5 minutes waiting for it to move. Nothing. I don't believe in Ouija boards. I do not believe in speaking to, just because you put some letters down on a piece of paper and say, hey, ghost, what are you up to? Doesn't mean they're going to answer. I don't believe in it. This is coming from me. Until I see that stuff, I don't believe in it. But have I ever reached out to the spirits in general and talked to them and got something? Yeah, in my room at night. Now, I don't know if it's I was just dead tired or what, but there have been times I've heard voices at the apartment. The room was bathed in red light one night when I was trying to go to sleep. Literally bathed in red light, and I had this feeling of dread. And I speak to these things when I think they're there. I tell them to come near me. I tell them to touch me, to talk to me. Because I'm waiting for that time that something actually happens. And that really freaked me out. Lindsay can attest that I wake up in a cold sweat and I tell her about
panicking.
These things. It's real to me. Whether or not it's real or not, I don't know, but it's real to me. When you wake up and you feel like something's there and it's so bad that you are literally having a panic attack because you're so scared, that's real. What about you, Ethan? Have you ever reached out to a spirit and got a response?
Yes, I believe that. I have. It was when I was in Europe.
You've been to Europe?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, I've been to Pennsylvania.
I've been to Europe.
Shut up. Just tell the story.
I don't necessarily remember where it was. It was like underneath this bridge.
One of the many places you went to visit in Europe.
Yeah, in Europe.
Someone's a little jelly.
I'm salty, Dalty.
I hate that term.
I apologize.
Did you not know that's my nickname?
I'm just messing with you, Ethan.
I hate the term salty.
We went on a ghost tour. It was an opportunity. Not everyone took it. I did. And another buddy of mine decided to. And it was really cool. We got to see all these like old torture devices, what they used back in the Dark Ages. And then we went deeper into what felt like sewage systems. There were like gargoyles, gargoyle statues everywhere. They explained like this is to keep evil at bay, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in this like sewage system, there is also like a Wiccan like worship area. And I took three pictures. And the first picture came out fine. Second picture came out fine. The third had a blue tint to it, was inverted, and had webs all over it. And going deeper, we found out on the tour that there was like five rocks around this one area. And the tour guide explained, this is where these witches stop a demon from coming out to the world. And it's not any emphasized, do not go inside that circle.
So, Ethan, what'd you do?
I reached in my hand.
To where?
Inside the circle. And then I stepped in. And everyone paused for 30 seconds looking at me.
You're like, and boy, what are you doing?
And then they all rushed in, started taking selfies and whatnot. And me and my friend also took a picture of us just kind of standing there after everyone was gone. In the picture, there was this red glowing area on the floor, just like a small piece. And once everyone left, I reached out my hand and I was like, pull me out of this, please.
You couldn't get out yourself.
Yes. Something was telling me to stay there.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
This reminds me of that time you and I went to Willy Wonka's factory and they told you not to eat the prototype candy, and you did, and you almost flowed into that propeller blade.
Yeah, I remember
you
that.
You were getting your scenes mixed up.
Yeah, we had to, like, burp or something to get out of
it. Yeah, it was the fizzy drink.
Yeah. Oh, we drank the fizzy drink. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we pushed that one black kid into the chocolate stuff and said, hey, here's your family.
Nope.
And he died. You remember that?
Nope.
Wow.
I do not remember that.
Man, been another tour group I went with. Dalton, the reason I looked over there, I saw you. Dalton's dead.
You broke him.
I killed him.
You killed him.
The reason I looked over there is because while you guys were talking, I noticed I'm not making this up. I really saw this. It confused me. I saw in the reflection of the TV there, you know where the cooler is back there?
Yeah.
I saw it blacked out for a second, like something moved in front of it, like the light. Blinked. Maybe it blinked or something moved in front of it. And then the Mario thing over here, the standee, I again saw like something moving beside it. I thought there was, I'm still seeing it. Okay, you guys move real quick. It's Lindsay. Oh, thank God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, thank God. That creeped me out.
Freaked the fuck out I was because my back is to it and I'm not turning around.
Oh, I know. Well, when I saw
it's like Asa when he thought Tanner was going to sneak in.
We almost had a ghost moment there. Ethan, it's funny you mentioned the inverted thing, though, because we went downstairs, Lindsay, myself, Big Johnny, and Tanner. And once it was just me and Big Johnny, we went down there, too. And both times, now John, who is our resident medium, said that he feels a presence down there and that he doesn't like it. He doesn't like to go down there. Well, we took pictures down there, and twice during each visit, at least one of the pictures came out inverted. That has never happened with my phone, ever.
You took more afterwards that were perfectly fine.
They were perfectly fine. I've taken dozens upon dozens of pictures. I've never had that happen. When we go downstairs to the area, he is most no explanation why. So that's weird.
Yeah.
Very strange. Dalton.
I don't fuck with that shit.
So you've never tried to speak to a spirit.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever tried to summon a demon or make a deal with the devil?
Fuck all that shit.
I assumed you had because of Brittany. And that's the only way I can explain that you got her. And
God damn it.
If I can get the number of that demon so I can give him a call.
Oh, yeah. It's 573. Go fuck yourself.
I thought you were going to give away somebody's number on the air.
No, that'd be great.
Like Asa or something. He's going to get a phone call. Hello.
I want Brittany.
I think the character limit is a little.
let me defer you to that phone number, Ethan.
I was just counting it in my head. And I was just
like, "There's not enough characters." Be like,
"It's like, wait a minute,
go tweet this, Ethan."
Oh, hashtag middle finger.
This is a great visual gag for the audio podcast. Yeah.
That's the second time someone's made that reference today, too. Also, copyright Asa Gray.
Copyright Asa Gray. Who made the comment on Pro Wrestling Unscripted?
Hunter.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was really afraid it was.
Well, it wasn't Zach. Zach's not that clever. There were no dicks involved. Well, there were three. But that's different.
They were all a rat.
They were.
Anyway, let's.
So you don't mess with that shit.
No, it's one of those things. I don't want to find out if it's bad. Like, why go punch somebody in the face if you're afraid of what's going to happen? Why go summon a demon if I think it's going
to
happen?
It's like that comic strip Jesse showed me. I think he got it from Kevin. Shout out to Kevin Schenkelberg. We miss you. Where a guy's about to fight in like UFC or boxing or whatever. And he comes out and they introduce him. And then the other guy, as he's getting near him, winds up the Kamehameha. And the other guy goes, fuck it, I quit. I'm pretty sure nothing will happen, but I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, I don't think it would happen, but
well,
I don't need it in my life.
They have a special that's going to air. Let me look this up real quick, because this really, I don't know if it upsets me or if it annoys me. They're going to air a special, maybe on Halloween night. Hold on, let me look real quick.
Summoning Chris Benoit.
Whoa!
Summoning Rowdy Roddy Piper.
God, he is dead, isn't he? Fuck.
Summoning Macho.
Thanks a lot, Dalton.
Summoning Owen Hart. We can keep playing this game. I just went to the worst one first.
All right, here it is. It's called Exorcism Live, and it's going to be on, I think, Halloween? Okay, tomorrow at 8 o'clock on Destination America, which is also the home for TNA Wrestling.
Summoning the ghost of TNA Past.
Summoning the ghost of the people that watch it.
Because they get no views.
It's a ghost audience. There is a building in St. Louis that they based the exorcism on. You guys know this story, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you actually know this story? Or are you just saying that because you don't want me to tell it?
Yes. I want you to tell
it. No, I know.
Well, I'm going to tell the fucking thing.
Woohoo!
There was a possession that happened. It didn't start in St. Louis, but the boy was eventually moved to St. Louis, and they did an exorcism on him. And the house is supposedly super haunted, and they based the Exorcist movie on it, and now they're going to have a live exorcism in St. Louis to remove the spirits from the house. Now, this is pretty scary. I'm personally terrified of this. I am terrified that people believe this shit. I'm scared that people are going to watch this thinking you're going to see a real exorcism. Because do you really think that people that do actual exorcisms, because there are people who are licensed. I mean, they are taught by the church to do exorcisms. Exorcisms are a real thing, but the process to do one is so extensive that they do very few of them. So do you really think they're going to sign off on Destination America?
Nope.
Doing an exorcism live on TV for ratings? No.
Featuring Kurt Angle.
It just
probably.
They're going to
have the Pope.
It.
Paul, D'Angelo.
Joe Dawkins.
Yeah. He's gonna come out there and do it. It's ridiculous. This is exploitation.
It just feels off to me. Like, it feels weird that they're broadcasting it.
Yeah.
Real or not. It just, for me, it's Uncanny Valley. I'm like, that doesn't feel right to me.
No, it doesn't, because let's look at it. Best case scenario, it's a hoax, and it's a ratings ploy. And it's bullshit, and people will get upset because they don't see anything.
I thought of
worst
the other...
case scenario. Well, let me just say, worst case scenario is it is real, and that these people genuinely become cursed or possessed or whatever you want to say. Because if you ever watch Ghost Adventures, there's a couple really good episodes where they go down to Bobby Mackey's, and there is stuff there that they say followed them home. That Aaron Goodwin said was responsible for the dissolvement of his marriage. Or the dissolvement. No, that's not the word I was looking for. What am I looking for?
The implosion.
Implosion, dissolve. His marriage went away. His marriage is over.
Poof!
Poof! Because of what happened to him at Bob Mackey's. So there is, this stuff is real. If you believe in demons, you know they're not to be fucked with.
No.
Yep.
So you don't take a camera crew into it and exploit it on Destination America, followed by reruns of TNA Impact, Ring of Honor, and whatever the fuck else Destination America has, no one watches it. So
you
know
the best thing about it is nobody's going to watch it because everybody's like, oh, they're going to do it. Like, oh, fuck, I don't have Destination America.
No one has Destination America, yeah.
I just feel it's like, I thought of the scenario that like it's disrespectful to the person getting the exorcism done on.
Yeah, because they're putting a demon in them, Ethan.
Well, are you talking about the exorcism now?
Or the first one?
Oh, yeah, the first one. Because they're exorcising the house now. They're trying to exorcise the entire house. They're going to bless the house and try to drive away the evil spirits that are there. It's ridiculous.
I feel like that's disrespectful. I mean, if the spirit's real, don't fuck with it.
It's been living there for years.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's got a home. Yeah. What? No, you want to evict him. Like he's a single black mother.
Whoa!
With kids. Way to go,
dude!
Way to go.
Why did she have to be black?
You tell me.
Motherfucker, I didn't say it.
Stuff your nuts in me. That's all I got. That's what I'm down to. Yeah. So don't watch the show is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, it's a bad idea.
The archdiocese, is it archdiocese? That's right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He objects to the live exorcism. No kidding. That's like that headline. Shit. Hulk Hogan says he wishes WWE had suspended him instead of firing him. No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ethan wishes, never mind.
Speaking of somebody I wish would get possessed by a demon. Oh.
Hogan?
Yeah.
We're going to start this again.
No. There's 3 weeks of no Tanner. I'm sure we can think of something fun.
Yeah, we'll work something in. So what are we going to do for the next 3 weeks? Let's talk about that real quick.
Can we have my nostalgia week? You've been saying we can do, like, forever, and we still haven't done it.
I think November is a good start for that. You know, let's announce that right now. Nostalgic November. The first week of November. Well, maybe not, because Jesse's recording Marvelous Jesse and Chris for next week, so I don't know if...
Well, we can do the second week.
Second week of November. All right. So we're making the announcement right now, and I'll post about it on Facebook. November, was it 7th through the, what is it going to be? November 8th through the 14th. We're going to call it Nostalgia Week. Every show is going to be themed for nostalgia, what you grew up on, stuff you enjoyed when you were a kid, that kind of stuff. It's going to be a happy week, except for all the stuff I can find that's bad.
Which you will find.
Oh, I'll find plenty. Life is terrible.
Yep.
Man. When were you born, Ethan?
95.
You know what happened in 1995?
What?
I don't know. Desert Storm? Was it Desert Storm in 95?
92, wasn't it? No, you're right. Desert Storm was 95 because I remember him saying on a WCW VHS tape.
I don't remember modern history.
I'm looking it up. Hold on.
It's 95.
Well, I want to know, Dalton.
It's 95.
He's checking his facts, Dalton.
Actually,
I'm the new Nate, 95. They didn't kill anybody there either.
Apparently, the Gulf War was from 1990 through 91.
That's not Desert Storm, though, is it?
Well, I looked up Desert Storm, and that's what I got.
Oh, so maybe it is.
I don't know. All I know is it was bad.
It wasn't good.
No. The 90s are like my favorite decade, though. Fonzie's, too. He told me as such yesterday.
Did he say fuck before that?
No,
like,
this
I
is
fucking
after,
love the 90s.
This is after he said fuck, and I got onto him then. Who's the one person that works here that you wouldn't want to mouth off to?
You.
Well, obviously Steven, because he's the most intimidating.
That's true. I forgot about that. That haircut intimidates me. I feel my sexuality challenged.
No, he looks like a girl. Mine stays right this... Aw, Steve. I'm just caught fucking true heel.
Oh, I'm cutting off before we start that. So, yeah, we're going to do the Nostalgia Week, and Tanner won't be here for 3 weeks. So if you were hoping to hear more about conspiracy theories or who discovered America or the haunted hillbilly... You're going to have to wait for Tanner to get back. We wish him all the best. I don't know what he's doing. I guess he's going on vacation. Can you imagine if I left for 3 weeks? Of course you can, because nothing would change, really.
It'd be B-teams all over the place.
Yeah. Jesse's an A-team. Right now he's MIA, because I don't know where he is. And I don't care.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't want him to be dead or anything. He still owes me for this month's podcast price. That's $5.
That's a pizza.
I don't think he paid for the last one either. He says we go half on this, and yet I don't think I've seen any money from him in 2 months.
Calling you out, Campbell.
Yeah, I'm calling him out. Ethan, you look uncomfortable now.
Why are you uncomfortable?
Ethan, you look uncomfortable now. Say something.
You all right, Ethan?
I'm fine.
You sure?
What?
I'm thinking.
About?
It's...
I thought I smelled something burning.
Yeah.
No, that's me.
Tanner can't take it back.
Nope.
And here.
What were you thinking about, Ethan?
Thinking about what to say, really.
Like about... Jesse?
Just say anything. That's what I do.
Anything.
Yeah. Just like whatever's on your mind. Just start talking.
Just don't think. Just talk.
My brain moves 1,000 miles a minute. It never stops. And I just let whatever comes out, comes out. Sometimes it's good. Usually it's not.
Usually it's foot and mouth syndrome.
I am really happy about Nostalgia Week.
It's going to be fun.
Nostalgia Month coming up.
Yeah. But especially the week where we're going to do the theme shows. Because, you know, we'll talk about video games. We'll talk about retro movies. Retro cartoons, comic books. Every show is going to have a retro theme to it. So Pro Wrestling Unscripted, we're going to talk about the 80s. We're going to talk about the Hogan era, the Warrior era.
So Zach isn't going to be around because he's a fairly new watcher. So we calling in the true heel?
Do you know much about old wrestling?
I've been watching it since I was little.
Well, so was I, but when I was little, it was a lot different than when you were little.
Yeah, it got better whenever I was little.
'80s versus Attitude Era?
Can you compare?
I'll take the '80s for 5,000.
Alex.
The minute you'll sleep because it's rest holds?
Back when it was believable?
Well, you've never won a punch or stun your boss because he's a son of a bitch?
Oh, you're trying to get me in trouble.
Hashtag GameStop.
Whoa, no, no, no. Hashtag Gaming Grounds.
Get it I haven't right. met Lonnie yet.
Have you not met Lonnie?
No, I met Lonnie Sr.
Both good guys. A little absent-minded sometime, but do you really want to compare 80s wrestling to the Attitude Era?
I feel like there's a lot of shows we need to do.
I feel like there's a lot of shows we need to do, and we're going to do those all in the future. We're going to wrap this up right now for the last installment of Terrifying Tanner Thursday. We had a show for you folks, and gosh, I wish it were better. Hunter used that today, and he sounded so much like David Letterman, it was scary. Like, I seriously had a tear in my eye. For a second, I believed again. Nobody?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay, well, fuck it. We're out. Bye.
Bye.
See you.
I love you.
No, I'm still recording.
Okay.
That's what you call a false finish. That's when you Superman that hoe.
Come on her back and put a sheet on it.
Houdini's.
Fuck, Dalton. What, Lindsay?
Houdini.
Oh, Lindsay, you want to explain what the Houdini is?
Nope.
We're going to have one night, we're going to do a Podzilla show. It's going to be called like Podzilla After Dark. Ironic because we always do these After Dark, but it's just going to be rated of XXX, and we're just going to talk about sex and Houdinis and Alabama crab danglers.
Can I be on the show?
I'm not going to do anything. You've had the experience for it.
He wants to hear for the experience.
Chelsea can finally be on.
You going to fuck me behind this counter?
God damn it. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Tomorrow, Pro Wrestling Unscripted with me, Hunter, and Zach for the first time in, I think Zach said, 5 weeks. The gang has been broken up. We're finally all back together tomorrow. We're talking about Raw. We're talking about the pay-per-view. We got a bunch of stuff. Thanks for listening to these Terrifying Tanner Thursdays, all paranormal all the time. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you'll catch us next week on whatever the hell we decide to do. For myself, for Ethan, for Lindsay, for Dalton, and all the ones that couldn't make it, thank you guys for listening. Ethan, take us out.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a good night. Stay safe.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Say it.
Happy Halloween.
Say it.
Happy Halloween.
Say it, Lindsay.
Happy Halloween.
Good night, folks.